Welcome to the Freedom Report, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, freedom, and family. But I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
I grew up on a farm in a small town called Peculiar, Missouri. Then one day, I decided to move to New York City. When Ron Paul ran for president, I volunteered to help. Things got kind of crazy after that, and I ended up in Washington, D.C. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website dedicated to advancing the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea that I care the most about...
freedom!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast, brought to you by the Libertarian Republic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming back. Today is Monday, the 25th of November, 2013, and today we're talking about Vermont's Obamacare Exchange website. A consumer received a package in the mail containing the application that they had submitted online and a note on the back which read, "Vermont Health Connect is not a secure website. The person's social security number was compromised, and it appears to be a pattern of security breaches on the healthcare websites." Also, Minnesota Al Franken's, the senator of Minnesota, said that he would be open to a delay of the individual mandate. He said, I think then that we have to consider extending the deadline for the mandate, but let's hope that it doesn't happen," Al Franken said. He's joining a growing group of Senate Democrats in seats that could be targeted by the GOP in 2014 who are speaking out on the issue. Also, why aren't the Democrats calling it Obamacare anymore? Listen to this.
I like the term Obamacare. We passed Obamacare. Yeah, I like the term. We passed it. Because I do care.
Obamacare is on my list. I apologize, Mr. President. I use that term with all respect, by
I like
the way.
It.
Good.
Lock in tight on Obamacare.
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 Obamacare. Until it's working really well, and then they're going to stop calling it Obamacare. They're going to call it something else.
They're going to call it something else, all right. Now listen to this clip from the other side.
They're losing their existing insurance plans under Obamacare.
Latest on Obama crash. I mean, Obamacare.
Obamacare fiasco.
Obamacare fiasco. Never-ending Obamacare fiasco.
Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare.
Implement and improve the Affordable Care Act.
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 Affordable Care Act.
The 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 Affordable Care Act, as I call it, as always called it.
The Affordable Care Act, as she's always called it. Sorry, Nancy Pelosi, we're not going to let you get away with that one today. So let's talk about this. First of all, the security concerns when it comes to Obamacare. Now, the entire program itself depends on getting young and healthy people to buy into the exchanges so that they can pay off the high-risk pool, which is going to be the older people that will be collecting all the benefits. Everybody has admitted that if that model doesn't happen, that the entire scheme collapses. And one of the things that may be keeping young and healthy people from applying to be in these exchanges is the fact that these websites are apparently not secure. Listen to this. This is from the Burlington Free Press out of Vermont. Montpelier. Officials overseeing the Vermont Health Connect website confirmed there was a security breach in the system last month in which one user got improper access to another social security number and other data. Now, that doesn't sound too scary, but listen to this. A report from state feds overseeing the health insurance exchanges said a consumer reported the incident with the website on October the 17th. The consumer, whom officials would not identify, reported that he received in the mail from an unnamed sender a copy of his own application for insurance under the state exchange. On the back of the envelope was handwritten in big letters, like crazy person writing, "Vermont Health Connect is not a secure website. And it was also written on the last page of the printed out application, which contained the person's social security number. The report was prepared by Greg Needle, who was a privacy admin with Vermont Health Connect, and they filed it with Medicare and Medicaid. The AP got this after the request was made under the state public records law to the Department of Health. The commissioner of the Department of Vermont Health Access, a guy named Mark Larson, said that the incident was the only one of its kind, and he said the technical changes have been made in the way the system handles username and passwords nowadays. This is one case, and it was responded to appropriately, Larson said, and he claims that these are very unique circumstances, but some people aren't buying this. The Representative Mary Morrison from Bennington, she's a state house rep, she asked Larson to comment on the information that she'd received about more security breaches, and that Larson said his department investigated some of these and the claims were unfounded. But Morrissey said Friday she was disturbed to hear that the department had reported to the breach weeks before this happened and nobody did anything. So apparently there's not a lot of accountability for who might be responsible if your information were to happen to fall into the wrong hands. Now, I want to talk about this article from Politico that I read this morning about how the Democrats are worrying that their leaders are in denial on Obamacare. Listen to this. Democratic leaders claim that the bungled launch of Obamacare is the latest news sensation, and that a media-stirred tempest that looks in the heat of the moment like it could upend the midterm election, but it could end up fizzling well before voters head to the polls. But Democratic Party strategists are saying that they are in denial. Nancy Pelosi said at a forum hosted by BuzzFeed that the rollout, quote, won't hurt us in 2014, adding that, quote, we're proud of the law. Democratic National Committee Chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, in a recent appearance on CNN, went so far to assert that Obamacare would be an advantage for Democratic candidates next year. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz actually has taken this pretty far and said that, quote, Democrats will run on the Affordable Care Act and win, she's told reporters. Now, the White House is basically doing the exact same thing, coming across very dismissive. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said, the fact is that the president is focused on delivering the access to quality and affordable health insurance to the American people that the Affordable Care Act promises. He's not concerned about the politics of that. So they're trying to write this all off like it's no big deal that millions of people are getting their health insurance plans canceled, and millions more might be getting them canceled before the elections next year. If they think that this is not going to be a problem for them, they better think twice. I mean, even Al Franken is talking about pushing it back for a year because he's in one of those areas where he could be targeted. He could be in trouble. Now, the Republicans are already starting to move on this. They're starting to put their chips on Obamacare as the defining 2014 issue. The Koch brothers outfit, Americans for Prosperity, has launched a $4 million TV ad offensive that targets House and Senate Democrats on the health care law. As much as they might be tempted, those on the receiving end can't easily flee from the law because many of them, or most of them, actually voted for it. This is from Politico. Now, the polls suggest that Democrats really should be worried. A CBS News poll released on Wednesday showed Obama with a 37% approval rating. This is his lowest figure ever in this survey, which is another all-time low. Take a look at this, or listen to this. The approval of Obamacare is now at 31%. We're trying to deny what everyone knows is happening, said one Democratic pollster who's a veteran of these competitive races. Anybody who is halfway intelligent knows that this is a big, big problem for us. It's impossible not to see. We can try and hide our heads in the sand and pretend it's not a problem, but it is. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is a big problem for these Democrats. But really, it's not a problem for the Democrats as much as it is a problem for America, ladies and gentlemen, because you and I are the ones who have to pay the costs of these bungles. It's not as if they get, you know, we get to have a vacation from paying our fines if we don't buy into the system because maybe we're afraid that we're going to have our Social Security number compromised by identity thieves. Oh, no. No. The problem, it's all about the Democrats and what's happening to them. It's all about politics. To politicians, it's all about them, ladies and gentlemen. But you and I know that the implementation of this healthcare law is really going to hurt the American people. And that's it for the Freedom Report, Episode 8. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. If you need somebody to manage your money, you need to go to PuffWealth.com. Talk to Adam Puff over at Puff Wealth. He is a generous sponsor to the LibertarianRepublic.com, and he's a fantastic guy. He's a hardcore liberty lover. Go check out his website, PuffWealth.com. And thank you very much for reading the Libertarian Republic and listening to the Freedom Report podcast. We'll be coming at you every single workday of the week. Every morning, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or you can listen to us through Stitcher. Don't forget to read thelibertarianrepublic.com every single day, because that's where you get the news about economic freedom and personal liberty.